Oh, hey. Sorry, didn't mean to startle you. I didn't see you sitting there. The snow is really coming down now. I just stopped under here for a quick break. I'm very happy I decided to bring my umbrella. What about you? Out for a nighttime stroll too? You're waiting for a bus. This line doesn't start up again until morning. So, do you mind if I sit next to you? Thank you. Now, sweetheart, be honest. You aren't laying on a bench in the middle of a snowstorm because you're waiting for your bus, are you? I didn't think so. So, no pressure, but do you want to talk about what happened? What? They kicked you out. Just like that? Oh, I'm so sorry. That's terrible. Do you have any idea what you're gonna do now? Any place to go? None? That's terrible. I can't stand the thought of people sitting out here in the cold all night. Of course, you could always stay with me. I know we only just met. I'd be more than happy to give you a home. You could go to a homeless shelter, and the ones around here are quite well funded. But someone like you deserves to be pampered. All your desires and needs would be more than satisfied. You wouldn't be a bother at all. Truthfully, you'd be doing me a favor. On cold nights like this, I always want a little company to keep me warm. I could tell Doesn't that sound nice? Wonderful. Now let's get going. I don't live too far from here. Here, we can share my umbrella. It's small, so we're gonna have to stand really close. You home. Me. Welcome to your new home, sweetie. Yeah, I guess it's a little big, but I wouldn't call it a mansion. My mansion's in Bermuda. Relax, I'm just teasing. This is my only house, and it is big. I worked hard for that. But frankly, it's felt rather empty recently. I'm sure you'll help with that. But first, we need to get rid of this trail. I can't feel my toes, and I'm wearing three pairs of socks. I can only imagine how you feel only wearing those pants and that muscle shirt. Come into the lounge. The fireplace should still be going from earlier. Oh, that's nice. I feel warmer already. In fact, I should get this jacket off before I start to sweat. Something wrong? Oh my! I suppose my shirt is a little tight, isn't it? It's a size or three small on me, I know. But I just like the snugness of it. The fabric straining the hold on my curves inside. I don't know. It makes me feel something. I'm sure you've noticed, but what some might call, what's the word? I was going to say chubby, but yes, I'm thick. Honestly, I forgot I was wearing something so revealing. I can cover it back up if it makes you uncomfortable. No. You like the view. My, you're bored, aren't you? Well, if we're being open, I quite like my view. Maybe I should take a closer look. Oh, yeah. You're even more handsome up close. Oh. Still shivering? Fire must not be hot enough. We could get you some blankets or I warm you up? I could give you a hug. I'm as soft as I look, promise. There we go. I'll brush some fingers through your hair and rub my other hand up and down your back. Does this feel nice? You're blushing. You're adorable. Feel free to touch me. I promised I was soft, didn't I? That's it. Run your hand all over me. Cross my tight jeans. My even tighter shirt. We need a nap to get these off. Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I got a little excited. My hand slipped right down onto your ass. Should I move it? Or should I squeeze it? Oh, you have the cutest moan. Do it again. Oh, good boy. This ass feels even better than it looks. And believe me, it looks amazing. You're just absolutely stunning, you know that? Now, how am I ever going to keep my hands off of you? Yes, sweetie. Moan louder. That's it. Come on. Don't be shy with your hands. I know you've noticed. This shirt is so tight, it'd be impossible not to. I'm not wearing a bra. Of course, my nipples peeking through may have tipped you off. I can feel everything through this sheer thing. So go ahead. Give them a squeeze. Oh, good boy. Your hands are so gentle but firm. You don't have to hold back with me, baby. Be as rough as you want to. Do whatever feels good. God, you feel delectable in my hands. You're absolutely gorgeous. You know that? Oh, every part of you is a treat. From your thighs, to your ass, to your back, to your lips. They are almost perfect, but something's missing. That's it. Your hands are pretty frantic, baby. Are you that desperate to grow up my curves? Tell me, sweetie, which part excites you most? These massive tits that spill out of your hands. Or this fat, heavy ass straining these pants. Oh, both a good choice. I think I found something. You really want me to squeeze. Oh, that whimper. This is good, but I think I know what you really need. Go lay down on the couch for me. Good. Now I'll throw myself on top of you. Think you can handle all this weight, baby? I might accidentally crush you, but we both know you'd love that. Clothes stay on. It'll make groping each other feel better. But I'll do this. And finally free this beautiful dick of yours. And I can undo mine. Oh, that's right, baby. I'm not wearing any underwear either. Can I tell you a secret? I never do. I love how by hearing lowering the zipper, I have just enough room to slide you inside. Fuck. Fill me up so good. Yeah. Oh, like that. Oh, yeah, baby, yeah. Oh, fuck me through the shirt. Oh, God. I can feel your time through the fabric. Fuck! Oh, shit. How does it feel to finally be underneath me? I can tell from the moment we met, your first thought about how it would feel to have me on top of you. Using you, my tip in your mouth, your hands lost on my ass, my fat hips pounding you deeper and deeper inside me. You need me, and I need you. We need this. Oh, you're squirming. Oh, you're about to come. Do you need to come? Me too. I'm going to put all my weight on you and pull you even deeper in. And we're gonna fucking ram into each other. Ready? Go. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit, you come. Fuck, you gonna come for me, baby? Yeah? Oh, good boy. You're such a good boy. I knew you'd be amazing. I think we both got warmed up, wouldn't you? Oh, what a cute little yawn. Are you tired, sweetie? Me too. I'm too exhausted for the stairs. I'm already nice and cozy here. Let's just sleep like this tonight. That sound good? Okay. Let me roll next to you and grab the blanket that's hanging off the back of the couch. The blanket's a little small. So we'll have to cut them close. There. Now we're all snug and ready for bed. Here. Latch back onto my breast. That's it. I'll wrap my arms around you and run my fingers through your hair. I'm sorry about what happened to you. Everybody deserves a place to call home. But I'm so thankful I was the one who found you. Because now we can be a home for each other. I'll give you the home you deserve. Close your eyes, sweetie. Relax against my big, warm curves. Suckle till you fall asleep. Mm-hmm.